This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being with us. And I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and truly being, I'm looking at a picture that is just unnerving me to no end. Right? You see, Cody, you see that? You will never eat again. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Remember, head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll, 855-732-5563. Call me, 855-732-5563. For those of you who have been asking, it was a major glitch with our telephone app. Some things at Apple changed, a few other things that happened, so we're having it totally rewritten. Give me a couple of weeks, it'll be back up. But rather than you listen on your phone, you should be pounding away at your local station owner. And I mean that in a loving way, obviously. I don't want you to go in there and beat up anybody, but ask them why they're not carrying the show. If you haven't listened, you can't find it on the radio, just go into the station, call them, say, hey, come on, what are you playing this lame stuff for? Go ahead and put The Real Side on with Joe Messina. Really that simple. All right. Let me see if I get your heart pumping. Alyssa Milano. There you go. See? We're done. Already. You need oxygen. She says that she loves God. And she quotes the Bible to push abortion. Now, my question to some of these Hollywoodites is, just to put it in a simple fashion, which I always love is when I really get into these conversations with some of these people on the left who claim to have a religious leaning, usually if it's a Christian and such, they can't tell you about Scripture at all. And not that I'm saying you have to be pious enough or you have to be snotty enough to where you're always going to recite chapter and verse. At least know what the Bible says about something. You don't grab 10 words out of context somewhere in a chapter somewhere and think you got it figured out. And the best conversation I ever had with somebody on the hard left who thought themselves to be a good Christian. And I stole this line from somebody else, so this is not an original Messina line. I said, well, explain something to me. The Bible says that God knew you before you were in your mom's womb. So let's get away from the whole value thing and just say, all right, well, he knew who you were. He knew your soul. He knew your being, your character, your what have you, before you got in your mom's womb. Okay? Cool. Wonderful. Then the Bible says that God has ordered your steps. So in other words, he's got a plan for your life. Do you think he made that plan at time of conception? Did he make that plan after your birthday? Or did he have that plan before you were even implanted in your mom's womb? So these are simple questions that a simple person like myself would like answered so I can get on board with you. I can't just take what you say as gospel truth. So, you start putting all this stuff together. You say, so God values you. He values you before you showed up in your mom's womb. He values you so much, and he loves you so much that he laid out a whole plan for you. Matter of fact, he knew you were going to screw up, so he gave you a way to get forgiveness. I mean, think of all these things that he set up for you. And you, knowing more than God, or thinking you know what God says about it, have decided at times you have the ability to snuff out that life. You have the ability to stop a plan that God had. So if you truly believe in God, and I'm not, you know, I mean, I'm not talking to my atheist friends, and I'm not talking down to you either, but this would only pertain to somebody who believed in God and that God had a plan for your life. Aren't you getting in the way of God's plan? Is that really where you want to be? I don't. Alyssa Milano has been leading the charge in opposition pro-life legislation, seeking to protect unborn babies with beating hearts from slaughter by abortions in Georgia. And I still don't get that one. Could somebody, I would love it, and I know you won't do it, but I'm going to ask anyway. I would love somebody on the left to give me a holler, explain to me how a baby born alive, one who survives an abortion attempt, is alive on a table, umbilical cord no longer connected to mom, is healthy for all intents and purposes, may have a few issues, and you're going to leave it there to die because the mom doesn't want it. The 14 or 15 people in line that want to adopt don't matter. Why don't you let that sink in? Milano penned a letter signed by 50 Hollywood heavyweights calling for a boycott, and I'm not talking about fat people, put your sticks down, calling for a boycott of the state if the heartbeat bill passed, and it did pass today. She bizarrely expressed her love for God out of nowhere. She quoted the Bible on Monday in her quest to stop legislation. She said, "I love God, I believe in God." But Milano continued, "I don't believe my personal beliefs, of which we can't confirm, should override scientific facts of what we can confirm." Of course, scientifically speaking, a conception, a human embryo already has unique DNA. So I'm trying to figure out what part of science she wants us to ignore or embrace. And in her post, the partisan added a Bible verse from the Gospel of John to give abortion one last push. "If I have told you earthly things and you don't believe, how can you believe if I tell you heavenly things?" What the heck is she talking about? No, really, you remember that old commercial on the Tootsie Rolls or Tootsie Pops? You had the owl in the tree, and he's licking, you know, how many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop? It's kind of like you could lick that thing 117 times, you still couldn't figure out what this means. "If I have told you earthly things and you do not believe, how can you believe if I tell you heavenly things?" How confused is this woman? She obviously doesn't understand any heavenly things. So I don't know where she got this verse. Would love to find out. Joe Mazzini, your host. A lot more crazy stories coming up after the break. Please don't go far. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mazzini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mazzini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Gold is a better way. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. The book may not be for you, but the tens of thousands who've read it have been blown away to learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. We're so confident this book will change the way you think about investing, we've purchased 1,000 copies from the publisher and are giving them to serious investors. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, we'd like to send you your copy. Just text the word BESTSELLER to 49776. That's BESTSELLER to 49776. You can buy it on Amazon, go to Barnes & Noble, or text BESTSELLER and get it for free. Text BESTSELLER to 49776. That's BESTSELLER to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Gold is a better way. Text BESTSELLER to 49776.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Come on, some of you remember this song, right? Barroom Blitz? No. Don't do that. You were there. You know about it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. I got to tell you something. I love you guys in the chat room. I really do. I don't, you know what? I don't care what they say about you. I think it's great that it used to be years ago when the trolls would hop in there, they would have themselves a field day. And you guys, You're all over them like white on rice. You chase them out, and I love it. I think it's wonderful. It shows that you have some fight in you. Maybe I'm rubbing off on you. I don't know. Or maybe you always had it. You're rubbing off on me. I don't know. They don't pay me to know. Anyway, head up to the website, realside.com. Buy a coffee mug. Okay? I'll tell you what I'll do. If you already have one, I get it. You know, I'll come up with something else. But the first one who orders, and I won't know until tomorrow, the first one who orders a coffee mug, the first order I see come across for a coffee mug, I will give you a book for free. I don't mean one of these. I mean my book, obviously. And so how's that? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, go to the store, buy the coffee mug, make me a happy man. Let me know you care. Not with flowers, with a coffee mug. Anyway, we're talking about the hypocrisy of the Hollywoodites. You know, I love these guys. They tell us how to live our lives, what to believe. They take scripture, they twist it to make it look like a pretzel so it works out for them. It's just crazy. I even saw this, and maybe I'll pull it up in the next segment. But Planned Parenthood is now, I don't want to call it a counter-protest. I don't want to call it any of that. Planned Parenthood is going to push back against that movie Unplanned. And they're not going to push back by calling it all lies. They're going to push back by starting, ready for this one? Ready? They're going to push the moral values of abortion. Let that sink in for a second. That's right. The moral, because what they're saying is that you cannot usurp the rights of one human being for what may be a human being. Well, last I checked, when a human male impregnates a human female, you usually, unless you're on Mars, you usually get a human offspring. I'm just guessing here. I'm not a science major. And to think it would be anything else but is just amazing. And yeah, if you notice, some of you who've been listening for a while, I've been on the abortion kick for a long time, only because I'm irritated. If they would just have the guts to say, yes, I know it's murder, I know it's killing, I know it's stopping a life, then we're good. Because at least you're owning it. I can't argue with you when you own it. But when you try to make it like God's okay with it, I just have to say that you're either brain dead, you've hit the ground, you fell off your bike without a helmet too many times. I don't know. You got to get away from the crack pipe for a few hours. Whatever it takes. And then you get these Hollywoodites who have, in most cases, not all, in most cases, have absolutely no moral values whatsoever, except for their own, what they perceive to be morally correct. Listen, I see you hit a hot point with me. When it comes to the Hollywood types, I have absolutely no respect for them whatsoever. These bunch of hypocrites come out with the whole Me Too movement. Oh, woe is me. Look what these guys are doing to our women. You're doing it to yourselves. You allowed it to happen until somebody got caught. You saw an open door and you ran with it. If you people really thought this was bad, you a dozen, two dozen, three dozen of you women would have got together to be taken advantage of, and you would have hit this like a ton of bricks. Okay? You would have come out, you would have made these guys squirm, and you would have helped fix it. And it would still be going like wildfire. Where is it today? Nowhere. There's no major Me Too push. No. The push now is to discredit the movie, Unplanned, because it makes Planned Parenthood look bad. Well, that's a noble cause. So I have no respect for you. There's very little you can say that would cause me to be on your side with something. You want me to believe that you're really into the Me Too movement? You want me to really believe that you care about women? The fight should be 24/7 without stop. You should be calling every one of these people on the carpet, and especially when it comes to kids. I haven't talked to many people. Well, the people I have talked to about the pedophile problem in Hollywood, not one of them in Hollywood, not one of them that's connected in some way, shape, manner, or form has said to me, no, that's not really real. It's been blown out of proportion. No, they keep telling me that what we've heard, what we've seen, is just a tip of the iceberg. This goes so much bigger, so much deeper. But it's about that almighty dollar. Let's keep it about the dollar. Keep it about the dollar, and the kids don't matter. And what I say to some people, imagine your 12-year-old daughter being taken advantage of by some of these perfs in Hollywood. And you're going to ignore it, and you're going to look the other way because your kid's name is up in lights. Isn't that wonderful? Alyssa Milano, Melissa Milano, whatever, Boy, she's scary looking. Alyssa Milano. Try to quote some scripture about God to make you believe that God was okay with abortion. Scripture has absolutely nothing to do with abortion or anything along those lines. Right? So she was challenged by someone, and she couldn't answer the question. Somebody asked her, so when does a baby in the utero become scientifically human enough to be protected? Another person says, who wants to tell her that the fact that human life begins at fertilization has been scientific consensus for almost a century? We're the only ones arguing that when life begins. I mean, some of you who are, well, who are as young as I am, you remember the 70s, I mean, because... You remember, you know, Roe versus Wade was such a big deal. We were all getting lessons in what the what that little egg looked like when it was fertilized. Yeah, keeping it clean. Right? So we got to see it scientifically what was taking place. We got to see scientifically what we were looking at and what was happening. Right? One pregnant lady writes, if these things aren't human, will somebody please tell them to stop kicking the crap out of my bladder? I mean, this is how stupid this gets. And as Matt Walsh so eloquently put it, Melissa, or Alyssa, do you really think that God created a child in a woman's womb just so it could be killed? Right? Think about that. Don't you think he might have a better plan in mind? Now, again, I'm not trying to kick the crap out of you guys. This is not, I mean, some of you get mad when I talk too long about abortion. But I want you to see how much these people have fooled themselves and how they pull a particular scripture for themselves. All right, I'll get off the topic. When we come back, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. British schools are removing analog clocks from exam halls. Why? Kids don't even know what they are. Be back in a minute. I'm Joe McLean, your host.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King. The former head of the White House Security Clearance Office, Carl Klein, says he's willing to cooperate with House investigators after a whistleblower said 25 people who should have been denied clearances got them anyway. That whistleblower, Tricia Newbold, spoke to NBC News.
The protection of national security is not a Democratic issue or a Republican issue. It's an American issue.
The House Oversight Committee had already voted to subpoena Klein, Newbold's former boss. Committee Chair Elijah Cummings.
We want him to come in to explain to us why this 18-year employee said that these folks did not get a clearance, why they got one.
The House deadline has passed for Robert Mueller's report on Russia's election tampering. Democrats are now working on a subpoena to give to Attorney General William Barr to produce it. This is USA Radio News.
Pros know doing it right means getting more bang for your buck, because putting more toward your bottom line is good for business. Lowe's does it right with savings on the brands you trust during our Stock the Shop event, like DeWalt, Irwin, Bostitch, and more. Now save $50 on a DeWalt 20-volt max two-tool combo kit, including a drill, impact driver, charger, and two batteries for just $179. Find even more great deals during our Spring Black Friday sale going on now. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 4/7. See store for details, U.S. only.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
You are some messed up white people.
What an apropos song. Anybody know what it is? Seriously. Billion Dollar Babies. I was going to say I'm drinking coffee out of my cup, but this is an old... This cup might be older than me. Billion Dollar Babies. Alice Cooper. Now, there's a guy that would scare you in the middle of the night, wouldn't he? 855-ROGIO, 855-732 5563. We appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. I want you part of the conversation. You know what I mean? Otherwise, I'm talking to myself here, right? Get involved in the conversation. Chat room up on the website, chat room on Facebook, chat room all over the place. So you can send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. So, real quick, to finish up on Alyssa Milano's thing. And, Lila Rose, wonderful. Lila Rose was probably within the first, she was the first, within the first five guests, I can't remember the exact number, that I ever had on the show, when she was pumping away trying to get this thing rolling. And it was great having her. It was my first recorded interview. I wish I could go back and find it, because it was great. And because she was so threatened, it was hard to get to her. It was hard to get her, you know, on the phone. But, I mean, how eloquently she puts this. When she tweets back, she tweets back to Alyssa without just ripping her up, although I would have. She says, you don't have to love God to acknowledge the irrefutable science that a unique individual human life begins at the moment of conception. But if you love God, you'd love his children. And you'd love his word. She then tweets out Psalm 139, 13, and 14. Right, so where she actually puts scripture that applies to what we're talking about. It says, for it was you who formed my inward parts. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works that I know very well. Now, you'd have to have an IQ a single-digit IQ not to be able to understand what God meant by that. But I just, it is infuriating. Even my friends who don't believe in God, right? I'm talking about my friends, people that I converse with, that I have a relationship with, they know I believe in God. Even those people get mad at some of you who try to use Scripture. You have no business using Scripture. It's like me trying to explain the theory of relativity to the science teacher. I have no business trying to do that. You know what I'm saying? But for those of you who think, and I see it all the time, especially those who want to jump on my case for being a Christian and wanting to put a wall up, I could do a whole show around that. They wouldn't believe any of it because they would only pull one or two scriptures. But anyway, you know, don't do that. Don't waste your time, because most of the time I'm laughing inside of you. So I knew this day was going to come. I was just telling Cody during the break, I said, look, I'm always I get a kick out of the fact that when I tell people, young people especially, hey, we're going to meet at, half past, quarter past the hour, quarter of. They have no clue what I'm talking about. They might be looking for money, because they, quarter. They have no clue what I'm talking about. They know what it means, what 12:15 means, or 12:30, 12:45. But use any other terminology, they're dead. And most kids can't read an analog clock, which is kind of pitiful, really, because it doesn't get much easier than that. Well, I guess looking at numbers and translating them over, I guess that's okay too, right? So apparently younger generations of Britain have been spending too much time on their digital devices. They can't tell time anymore, at least on analog clocks. A group called Inspire to Change put out a report. They said, rather than educate kids to properly read an analog clock, schools have elected to remove the clocks entirely. In the UK, many educators are phasing out analog clocks in favor of digital ones. Students taking the GCSE and A-level exams were complaining that they couldn't read the time. In order to make everything as easy and straightforward as possible, they're making a switch to digital time reading. You know, California did away with its exit exam out of high schools, which really, at first you're outraged, right? Doesn't really mean anything, because they kept lowering the bar to begin with. So if you couldn't read or you couldn't write or you had some issues, they kept lowering the bar, so it wasn't a big deal. We'll make it easier. Right? Because, God forbid, you want the kids to work too hard to think, to study. That's the other thing I never understood. Why do you spoon feed it to the kids? Help them figure it out. Don't just make it easier. Don't dumb it down. Help them figure it out. That's kind of how I see it. But again, I'm not the smartest guy in the room, but okay, I can live with that. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. I got to ask you, I'm not going to put it up as a poll question. I'm curious. How many of you guys would actually teach your kids how to read the analog clock and not take it away? Just like the school show, let's dumb down the test because we don't want the kids to feel bad. Well, the kids are going to feel terrible when they get out in the real world. They find out that their bosses are not going to make those kind of changes for them. Too bad, they're on their own. Right? I mean, that's simple. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Okay, so you heard earlier David Horowitz was talking about the Christine, what's her name? Amanpour, and how she really, again, these guys don't get it. This is like, they think they're in communist America. We almost got close under Obama. But they think we're in communist America. She wanted to know why Comey wouldn't shut down the, lock her up as hate speech at the rallies. Does she really believe, did she really believe that that's the way to handle this kind of speech? You don't like it? You feel uncomfortable with it? And it's okay. Christine said, going forward, the president has said, we've put a little bit of what, I'm repeating what she said, what he was saying about you, all sorts of nasty names and so on, and that there'll be a counter investigation, you know, sort of accounting for this hoax that exonerated him, you know, what I'm saying, to investigate perhaps you, perhaps others. Do you fear that? Do you think that's coming down the pike? Comey says, I don't fear it personally. I fear it as a citizen. What a hypocrite. He says, investigate what? Investigate that investigations were conducted and what would be the crime you were investigating? It's a terrible cycle to start. You already started it with calling for the locking up of political opponents, including people like me. So when did Comey become a political opponent? Right? He says, so I'll just be more dangerous to step. He said, I wouldn't, you know, if I was him, I hope he wouldn't do it. He'll continue to disappoint me. He always did. And Republicans won't stand up to him. Well, here's the problem, Comey. You really had the spine to say, I don't fear it personally. I fear it as a citizen. Are you serious? You took the most powerful law enforcement organization on the planet, and you weaponized it against anybody that was against Obama. And you weaponized it to the point where you were trying to go after everybody that was part of Trump. You took a dossier that was proven to be fake. You never checked it. You never cared to make sure it was all real and right. And even when you knew it wasn't real and right, you still went forward on it. You lied to a FISA judge. I'm sorry, what part of this is noble and above board? None of it. And then to go on with it, you leak classified information? And you know as well as I do, even if you fired your butt when you deserved to be fired, when the Democrats wanted you gone, remember that? The investigation still doesn't stop because you're not the FBI. You were not the lone investigator. I'm amazed by how much people will swallow. This is just a bunch of hooey. I would be afraid of the CIA, the NSA, the FBI, the DOJ. Look at what they did to people who didn't deserve it. And even Roger Stone. You're showing up with SWAT teams? Are we serious? What a hypocrite you are. And I'm glad you're gone. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Don't go far.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-844-9702. Now, and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-844-9702, and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-844-9702 now and start learning to trade the right way. Simply call 855-844-9702. Prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
What I meant was, if we had a nice bungalow and I came home from work and you were standing by the gate... No, you came home from work and I was standing by the gate. That's more like it.
Back. You know, whenever I hear that song, I think of a smoke-laden room. And they're not playing cards, I'll put it that way. Joe Mazzini, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. I do so much appreciate it when you are part of the conversation. Now, you can head up to the website, a lot you can do up there, but I want to get through this story. Not that I'm going to run out of time, but it's just perfect. It's perfect, and it's perfect in so many ways, because it's so stupid. It shows you where people are coming from, and how easily they'll buy into some of this stuff. I was talking about Christine Amanpour. She was just interviewing James Comey. And she was talking to him about the investigations going on and all this. And I'm thinking to myself, his responses are utter hypocrisy. His responses are proof as to how much he hates the right. And I love when people say, well, he's one of yours. No, he's not one of mine. Why? Because he's a registered Republican? I know plenty of registered Republicans that are really Democrats. They do the Republican thing to get more information. And remember, even if you're a registered Republican, you can vote on any side you want to. Now, can't you? Last I checked. But for Comey to say it's a terrible cycle to start, and suggesting that people are being investigated with no real premise to it, what do you think's going on right now? Look at what's happening right now with Adam Schiff and the rest of them. They don't have a crime. They're going to make one. They're going to go for looking for a crime that they have absolutely no facts, nothing to point to that it actually exists. But we're going to look for one, even if it isn't there. Right? You know, and then again, Emma Poore says, I've got one question because you said lock her up or lock me up, of course, lock her up. You know, it was a feature of the 2016 Trump campaign. In retrospect, do you wish that people like yourself, the FBI, I mean, the people in charge of law and order, I think what she's suggesting here, the people in charge of law and order had shut down the language, that it was dangerous potentially, that it could create violence. So it's what's interesting is they never really think of all the hate speech that they put out there, all the hateful things they say and the way they say it. And when they call the president dangerous, they don't think that that has any effect on the nut jobs out there? Well, give that some thought. They'll never stop thinking about that because they're righteous. They're above it all. And then, what does she want to do? She wants to become what, a totalitarian state? Just come in and take over, not a big deal? That's scary, that she sees nothing wrong with that. Comey says, that's not a role for government to play. The beauty of this country is people can say what they want, even if it's misleading or if it's derogatory or demagoguery. The law and the values that they claim to stand for, he said, shame on them, but it wasn't a role for government to play. Who noticed a little shame on them and that kind of thing. Isn't that great? 855 Real Joe, as I said, 855-732-5563. Bernie Sanders is at it again. $18.2 million haul. Are we serious? Who's giving this man money? That's what I want to know. Most of the people following him, I don't think they're quite making that $15 an hour minimum wage yet. So I don't know where he's getting his money from. First 41 days of his campaign, $18.2 million. $6 million of that he did as a, what do they call those things, a GoFundMe account. How do you do GoFundMe for president? I'd be curious how he's got enough of a following. Shouldn't be that big of a deal, right? I love this stuff. The professor dissected Disney's film through the lens of rape. That's right. As toxic masculinity moves its way through colleges across this country, Gonzaga University professor decided to take a look at the Disney movie Moana. Did I get that right that time? Thank you. Moana. And he says the theme is of rape and colonization. Now, I'm sure every city, you know, my granddaughter at 6 was watching that movie. I'm sure those were the first two things that came to her mind. That, I don't know, maybe she thought she was being mentally raped and colonization is a bad thing. Not only could she not say the word, she sure as heck can't spell it. Now, it's been reported before by Campus Reform, philosophy professor Danielle Lane hosted an event titled, Is Moana About Rape? At the event, which Campus Reform attended, these guys are great, by the way, Lane showed attendees a full viewing of the movie without prior comment, and encourage people to watch the movie with an open mind. Well, why wouldn't you? She followed up with a 10-minute presentation which preceded an hour discussion during which the attendees could ask her questions. The presentation proceeded with three themes regarding the film: feminine and indigenous empowerment, environmental destruction, rape of nature, and neo-colonialism. Do these people ever find anything positive in anything? I'm just curious. I'm constantly, every time I hear them say something about, like, you know, movies and events and something that maybe somebody on the right is putting on or a conservative might approve of, it's just bad. It's terrible. It's nasty. Nasty, nasty. 42 attendees received brochures listing Lane's thesis, as well as her arguments. Within the brochure, Lane asked whether the fishhook weapon used by the character Maui is a phallic symbol. No, it's a fishhook. It's kind of what you got to use to get to fish in the boat. You know what I'm saying? What do you say, the 5 or 6 year old who's fishing off the side of the bridge? When I was a kid, we used to see that in Boston a lot. Well, they all got phallic symbols. Is that what you're saying? And the reason she suggests that, now I haven't seen this movie, by the way, as you can tell, is that Maui seems to not have any powers without the hook, without the weapon of male impotence. Really? Is that the word we're going to put down? Everything has to do with, think about that. They've gotten so far off the reservation, pardon the term, if you don't, too bad, that everything has to do with toxic masculinity, and I mean everything, right? So, again, until we decide that some things are just what they are, like, you know, a fishhook is just a fishhook, God forbid, it's never ending. This is just never ending. One student who attended the event suggested in the discussion that the song You're Welcome could be a way of shifting the blame from the perpetrator to the victim. Of what? Was somebody raped? Did I miss it? Did you see that movie? You didn't see that movie? Then you're no help to me. I mean, seriously. Why would Disney make a movie that insinuated rape or had simulated rape? I don't even know. I don't even know what was bad about the movie. This is crazy. It just doesn't get any better. People, it's getting worse. I thought it would get better. It's getting worse. I enjoy it because it's just fun to watch. But I also enjoy it because I think it teaches my son something really important that most of the films don't teach, which is that a woman doesn't need to be a man. Doesn't need a man to save. I don't even know what that means. I also enjoy it because I'm teaching my son to be critical of even the things that they enjoy. Why? Why do you people on the left have to ruin everything? Why does everything have to be... Can't something just be a brain-dead, feel-good, ha-ha movie? You know, it's funny how deep you guys think until it comes to, hey, talk about racism? Funny how deep until you want to watch The Sopranos, a movie about Italians that are in the mafia, because all Italians are in the mafia, and they're cold-hearted, they kill everybody. I mean, that's just the way the Italian groups go, isn't it? You seem to be okay with that. But it doesn't bother me. I'm Italian, and it doesn't bother me because I know it's a television show. God. Gonzaga students Kaylin Nibblock told Campus Reform that that young man's theory is absolutely ridiculous. He needs to get back on his meds, and he needs to be watched. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. We're going to go through democratic socialism again. I think there's some things we missed. There's some things we need to discuss. There's some things you need to wake your butts up. Anyway, head up to the website, realside.com. Again, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. Lots you can do up there. You can give me your email address. There's plenty of time to do that. Or you can text. You can ask me to text you before the show starts. You text TRS to 55222, TRS to 55222. And even with that one, I'll tell you what I'll do. What did I say before? First one to buy a coffee mug gets a book. The 10th one to sign up for texting, and I won't know until tomorrow night. The 10th one to sign up for texting gets a free book as well. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.